You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. 15 minutes. What can we do in 15 minutes? We're going to get started listening to a sermon I preached, about 2 weeks ago now, as we've been wrapping up an extended look of Mark chapter 13, actually of the question, what'll be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? Because, my friends, we've come now to the age and the time. Here it is, when this is playing on the radio, the 1st of August, 2016. We've come to the place in history now where there is no more relevant message for the preacher and Bible teacher to proclaim to you, to the church, to the world, that Jesus is coming back soon, and are you ready for His return? Look around, smell the coffee. I believe the Lord is coming back soon. I believe He's coming back on my watch, as I like to say, on my shift. And I teach with that in mind, always. You're going to hear a message now taken from Luke. What'll be the sign of your coming? We looked in Mark. We looked at Matthew. As Matthew recorded Jesus talking about the days of Noah, but that's not in the Gospel of Mark. Now we're going to look at something else that's not in the Gospel of Mark, and that is the Lord saying, as it was in the days of Lot. That was recorded in Luke chapter 17. That's where we're at. We're going to start here with a little song here, sung by my associate pastor and my good friend Darren Solana, who is a great singer. You're going to hear that to start our program here today, part one of the Days of Lot. And this song is, I Don't Care Where You Dig That Hole.
In the den watching CNN, I heard a knock on my front door. Was a tall, thin man selling plots of land from a place called Peaceful Shores. He said the grass is green, the sky's so blue, there's a warm breeze blowing across the mountain view. For a nominal fee, I can guarantee I'll find a resting place for you. And I said, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. Every moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. He said, friend, be real, this is quite a deal, now think about your family. Well, they can stop by any time they like, visit you beside an old oak tree. Well, don't you think it would be nice to know everything's been taken care of on the day you go? Easy payment plan, and you can have this land All you got to do is sign this note. I said, no, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. By the time they put my body down in the ground, I'll be singing with the angels at the old home down. I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay.
We're looking here today, the days of Lot. And please don't misinterpret my emotion on this subject one way or the other. My emotion lies with, I want to see people turn and repent and turn back to God. That's where I stand. Let's just everyone know in advance where I stand on this. So the days of Lot, we're continuing this little topic here as we're going through the Gospel of Mark. What will be the sign of your coming? We took a slight detour last week, seeing last week's sermon was not covered by Mark the evangelist. That is, the days of Noah. That's not to say Jesus didn't say it, because Mark didn't write it either. Like I said last week, the Bible is like a jigsaw puzzle that all fits together in the end. If you painstakingly take the time and have the devotion to carefully fit all the pieces together. One gospel evangelist will add what another didn't. One says there are two demon-possessed men. That doesn't make the other one not true. It means one says there was two. One only talked about one. Mark says, we're going to look at probably next week or the week after, Mark says that the rooster crowed twice before Peter would deny the Lord three times. Not to say the other evangelists were incorrect. The other evangelists are just giving us more information about it. Now, for some further enhancements, turn with me, please, to the Gospel of Luke in chapter 17. I'll be, and for those following along on gadgets, there'll be a smorgasbord of New King James and King James. Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verse 26. Now, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. And that's how we traditionally read this account out of the book of Matthew. But as you can see in the Gospel of Luke, you see, Dr. Luke, the beloved physician, was a stickler for details. And again, he doesn't contradict the other gospel writers. He just adds details that others left out. As I pointed out last week with the parable of the fig tree. Remember, Luke said, look at the fig tree and all the trees. Matthew didn't say that, but Luke does. Matthew focused on the fig tree. Luke is focusing on the whole truth here. Now, here in Luke 17, Luke adds this to Jesus' discourse. Verse 28 starts with the word here, my Bible here, likewise.
likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot. This is not in the other Gospels. Another sign for what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. But on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Destroy, the key word once again. Just as those in Noah's day, it said, destroy. Do you notice that? Matter of fact, that's the main point of the comparison. Not only is that an aside, that's the main point of the comparison. That those oblivious to the judgment of God, those oblivious to the judgment of God were destroyed. Those oblivious to the judgment of God were destroyed despite the warnings from the people of God. They had plenty of warning. Noah had 120 years, they say. It's not written anywhere how many years. We can deduce it was 120 years building that ark. Here, Lot went through warning them, as we're about to find out, in the days of Lot. All right, now so far, we've looked with great detail at the days of Noah. We've compared them to our present age. Last week, we looked at the Hebrew word for violence. Remember that? What's the Hebrew word for violence? Hamas. H-A-M-A-S. Even spelled the same way. During the days of Noah, the earth was filled with Hamas. And once again today, the earth is filled with Hamas. Violence. Now let's go back in time, back to the time of Lot. And let's see if we can see any similarities in his time to our time today. Last week, that's what we did with Lot, because Jesus told us so. Go back and look at how things were when Noah was alive. That's how it's going to be when I return. Through the Gospel of Luke, he says, go back and look and see it. What characterized the days of Lot? Thus it will be when I return. So to go there, we got to go to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. I don't think I'm going to get through all this sermon today. It's probably about an hour long. One thumb up. Not going to get a lot of thumbs on that one. Genesis chapter 19, verse 1. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house, spend the night, wash your feet, so you rise up early and go on your way. And they said, no. We will abide in the street.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
Black night, pierced with light.